In John 10:10, the Bible said that the enemy, the adversary of man, cometh for three things: to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more in abundance. Amen. Now, anything that is denying us of this life in abundance is nothing but the work of the enemy. And it is your responsibility. Papa Higgin many years ago had a visitation from the Lord. And whilst the Lord was speaking to him, a demon spirit came between the conversation. And the demon was interrupting the conversation by making noise. And the Lord Jesus kept speaking. And Papa Higgin couldn't hear because of the interference of this demon spirit. And for a while, he did nothing, hoping that the Lord will intervene, but the Lord didn't. Then after a long period of time, he was upset. And so he said, in the name of the Lord Jesus, get out. And the demon immediately disappeared. So he said to the Lord, Lord, why didn't you do something? And he said, because I couldn't. And he said, why couldn't you? He said, because I have given unto you the power of attorney to act in my name on my behalf. So the authority to deal with the enemy, the thief, who comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy, is invested in my name. And you have to use it. Now, if you look at 1 John 3:8, the Bible talks about the fact that for this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the enemy. Pain is part of the works of the enemy. Sin, destruction, confusion is part of the works of the enemy. Premature death, sudden death, infirmities, afflictions, these are all part of the works of the enemy for which Jesus came to set you and I free from, so that we can enjoy life in abundance. This morning, wherever you are, in the name that is above every other name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, any work of the adversary that is preventing you as an individual or a family or a community, a church, a city or a nation, preventing you from experiencing the abundant life that Jesus has given to us on the account of the victories of the cross, on the account of the finished work of the cross, we override every work of the enemy in the life of individuals, marriages, home, families, in the name of Jesus, home and abroad, wherever you may be, wherever our loved ones may be, right now, as we stand in prayer, in the name above every other name, we override the works of the enemy. We override every curse. We override every interference. We override every wickedness. Come on, somebody, in the name of Jesus, speak against the works of the enemy. Command the works of the enemy in our lives, our homes, our marriages, the lives of our loved ones, our children, our sons, our daughters, our churches, our communities, our nation. Let the works of the enemy come to an end. Somebody, open your mouth. Command the works of the enemy in the name above every other name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Let every work of the adversary come to an end right now. Let it come to an end. Let it come to an end. Psalm 7:9. Let the work of wickedness come to an end. Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Hear me. Hear me. Every wickedness against you, your marriage, your sons and your daughters, your family, your loved ones, our churches, our cities, and our nation. Let every wickedness, the Bible talks about spiritual wickedness in high places. Now the Bible says, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Let the works of the enemy to kill, to steal, to destroy, and to afflict humanity is part of the wickedness of the enemy. To deny us of the abundant life is part of the work of the enemy. It's wickedness. It's injustice. Today I make an announcement on the authority of the finished work of the cross and of the shed blood of the Lamb. Let every wickedness come to an end. Every wickedness in your life, in your marriage, in your business, in our church, in our city, our families, our community, our business, the works of our hand, every wickedness in the life of our wives, our husbands, our children, our sons and daughters, home and abroad, somebody command the end of that wickedness. Open your mouth. Put your hands to that command. Every wickedness to come to an end. Those of you online, at home, wherever you are, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Open your mouth and say, I command the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Every wickedness against my health, my finances, my marriage, my sons, my daughters, home and abroad, come to an end. Let the wickedness come to an end. In the name of Jesus, I command the wickedness to come to an end. Amen. Psalm 94 and the 13th verse. Psalm 94 and the 13th verse. I want us to go behind the scenes and realize that someone is at work 24/7 to cause you and I pain. And we call it, it's a spirit of adversity. And Jesus came, adversities is part of the works of the enemy Jesus came to destroy. I make an announcement on the authority of the finished work of the cross. Let the days of adversity in your life come to an end. Let the days of adversity in your marriage come to an end. Let the days of adversity in your family come to an end. Let the days of adversity in the life of your children come to an end. Let the days of adversity in the life of your sons come to an end. The days of adversity in the life of your daughters come to an end. Let the days of adversity in your business come to an end. Let the days of adversity in this house come to an end. Let the days of adversity in our nation come to an end. Let the days of adversity in the life of our loved ones, home and abroad, come to an end. Somebody, open your mouth, command the days of adversity to come to an end. We bind the spirit of adversity. We rebuke the spirit of adversity. We stand in defiance of the spirit of adversity. We arrest the spirit of adversity. We bind the spirit of adversity. We bind the strong man of adversity in the name of Jesus. Spirit of adversity, we stand in defiance of your oppression activity. Hey, be bound in the name of Jesus. We bind every adversity of infirmity, sickness, oppression. We bind it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, Proverbs 25:25. I want us to end with that for intercession quickly. As cold water is to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. This week, beginning from right now, we command and decree that we will hear good news. that whatever has been programmed to bring evil news, that in place of evil news, let there be good news. Good news concerning our sons and our daughters. Good news concerning our wives and our husbands. Good news concerning our businesses. Good news concerning our medical reports. Good news concerning this house. Good news concerning our marriages. Good news concerning your health. Good news concerning your loved ones at home and abroad. Let there be good news. Somebody put your hands up. Command good news. I command good news. I enforce good news. I decree a good news. A good news concerning this house, concerning our sons. Good news concerning our daughters. Good news concerning our grandchildren. Good news concerning Dominion Television. Good news concerning all our investments. Good news concerning the works of our hands. Good news from a far country. Good news from home. Good news from abroad. We command good news. Home and abroad. Domestic and external. Let there be good news. We command good news. Good news. Good dreams. Good news. Let there be good news. Prophesy it. Declare it. Open your mouth. God said, let there be light, and there was light. If you don't say it, you don't have it. Open your mouth and say, I declare in the name of Jesus, I will hear good news this week. I will hear good news from today. Good news from right now. In the name of Jesus. Amen.